go to the news line this morning. Joining us, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Happy New Year, by the way. We haven't talked since before the holidays.
2020, do you believe it?
I cannot.
Pretty amazing.
It is
when
amazing.
I always hoped I'd reach the turn of the century, and now we're 20 years past it. So.
Right.
Whatever.
Well, and speaking of 2020, it's going to be a big year for our city as far as economic development, isn't it?
There's so much going on, Renee. If you've noticed, they're now moving dirt for the downtown stadium. All the buildings have been demolished. They're ready to start constructing the ropes and arena on the Colorado College campus. Anybody who's driven out the airport lately has seen an incredible amount of earth being moved out there. Cranes all over downtown. There's a lot of projects underway. Pretty exciting stuff. I'm really excited, obviously, about the Summit House. I hope to get it done by the end of this year. So lots of economic development, no question about it.
Well, and you know, it was interesting. We talked with Doug Price from Visit Colorado Springs, and I know you speak with Doug frequently and work with Doug frequently, but it was interesting, Colorado Springs making the top 52 New York Times list of where to go in 2020,
you know, that,
number 13,
yeah,
and it's because of the stuff that's happening.
That's a big deal. You get on a lot of lists, and they really don't necessarily translate to any economic benefit. But I'm telling you, when you have a worldwide red newspaper that says these are the top 52 places in the world that you want to visit, and Colorado Springs is one of only six in the United States, and we're 13th on the list, that's pretty significant. A lot of foreign travelers wondering where to come in the United States. We can look at that and say, hey, let's add Colorado Springs to our agenda.
Right.
That was a big deal. That was a big deal.
And really quick, Mayor, before we move on, speaking of the economic development, I know a city council, I believe it was on Monday or was it Tuesday, there's two hotels going in by the airport. And I think some were wondering why they were, you know, the land was sold to them for less. And again, it's all about looking at the economic future. Is that correct?
Well, what it had to do also is what the land was worth when the negotiation started.
Okay.
Entered into preliminary agreements, and then when it was reappraised, it had a higher value. So we basically did some compromise. But the important thing is they've got to get going within a very short time frame here to take advantage, because it's in an economic opportunity zone, and these investors are trying to take advantage of that economic opportunity zone.
Got it.
So the long-range benefit for the city is very, very significant, and so we wind up compromising, and I think it's $280,000 below the current market value.
Okay. Thanks for helping explain that. And really quick, before we have to go to break, and then it sounds like there's a big announcement that might be coming up today. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But want everybody to know, it sounds like, is this downtown, a parking increase is coming?
That's not the big announcement, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll do the big announcement in a little bit.
The downtown parking increase has taken place. And Renee, when you don't raise rates for 14 years and you've got $10 million in deferred maintenance, you've got to overhaul the technology of your system, and you have to dramatically improve your bonding capacity in order to build new parking garages, something's got to give. And so we had to raise the rates. While there's some interesting pushback, our rates remain very, very low for one of the 50 largest cities in the United States.
So what was the increase about? About how much? Because was it $1 an hour before?
It was $1 an hour at the close-in meters. It's now going to $1.25. At farther-out meters, it's less. There's a slight increase in the garages, but let me sum it up for you. If you still park after 4 o'clock, it's still $1 to park in a parking garage downtown.
Right.
Try doing that in Denver anytime soon. It's going to cost you $15 after 4 o'clock.
Easily. Okay, Mayor.
Yeah.
So if
we really do have relatively low rates, but Scott Lee's job was to figure out how to pay, because it's an enterprise. No taxpayer dollars go into it, Renee.
Hmm.
It's only the fees generated by the parking. And so he had to figure out, how do we do $10 million of deferred maintenance? How do we update all the meters and bring them into the digital world and all that sort of thing, and also be able to bond for some additional garages?
Okay. Perfect. Thanks for that update. Okay, Mayor, so it sounds like there's a big announcement coming today. We do need to take a break, though, really quick. Can you hang on and we talk about this after sports? Okay, perfect. We will have more with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers coming up in just a few minutes right here at KRDO News Radio. Let's go back to the news line this morning. We are talking with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. And Mayor, I don't know how much you can maybe tease us about this big announcement coming up later this morning. And what time should we expect this announcement?
I think we're having a press conference at 10 o'clock out at the Velodrome. And I'll tease you a little bit. The Olympic City USA Task Force has been working with a private sponsor, Comcast. I think we're going to announce a program to make some youth sports available to our citizens free of cost as a result of the generosity of a corporate sponsor, Comcast. So, that will be kind of fun. A whole group of kids in Colorado Springs will be able to participate in youth sports without paying fees.
Oh, that's incredible. That's awesome. So, again, the press conference is at 10:30 this morning at the Velodrome?
Yeah, 10:30. Yeah. You probably know better than I do. I just look at my some sheet around here that tells me where to go.
So, well, there you go. Well, hopefully your schedule tells you, Mayor, that you're here tomorrow, 9 o'clock, for the extra.
I'm sure it does. I look forward to seeing you, Renee.
Yeah, I do too. We can go more in depth about some of what we talked about and more stuff tomorrow. So, Mayor John Southers, thank you so much.
Thank you, Renee. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, and we'll talk with you tomorrow, 7:50, KRDO News Radio.